And welcome to I Talk to Ghosts, the podcast that'll keep you company on a dark and stormy spring night. I'm your haunted host, Jennifer, a spirit medium and a teller of ghost stories. Tonight, we're going to explore the interesting topic of ghosts at funerals, stories of spirits that gather with their loved ones to witness their own goodbyes. Then, later, linger for an in-studio spirit reading with my podcast guest for a conversation in evidence that we really, truly don't say goodbye to each other, that we're always connected. Afterwards, I'll set the intention of creating a space for a spirit to speak to someone listening to the podcast. So join me tonight at my séance table for a message from the spirits. But first, the ghost stories. The funeral procession is passing by right now. I had been lucky in my life to know my great-grandparents. This story is from 2011, when my great-grandmother passed away. Her service was held in a funeral home not far from where I lived in the city. My mom, dad, and sister drove up for the funeral from the small town we're all from originally and picked me up on their way. I've always had encounters with the paranormal, and I find funeral homes particularly busy places where spirits may see that we are more open in our grief or our closeness to the other side, having just lost a loved one. The funeral service was held in the main room of the home, with the casket in the front of the room, beautifully laid out with flowers. I went and put flowers on the casket with my sister before the service started. The service was held, and then we moved next door to the adjoining room for tea. There were around 30 people at the service in total, and the vast majority were my family members and some extended family that I had met when I was young. Despite the sadness of the day, it was nice to meet some of my very distant cousins who were the same age as me. During the tea service, I needed to use the restroom. The bathroom was located at the front of the building, which involved walking back through the first room the service had been held in. I was fine on the way as I followed another lady, but once I stepped out again, I realized I was entirely alone in a large room with the casket. I looked over at it, and I was surprised to see there was a man standing there with his head bowed, paying his respects. This man had an otherworldly type of haze around him, and his suit just wasn't quite the right color, as if he was faded. He was a very tall man, and no one at the service I had seen was quite his height. I stared for a moment, but then I felt like I was intruding, and I hurried back to my immediate family in the reception area. My great-grandmother had been married 3 times in her life. And while my great-grandfather had died quite young, her second husband had always been described to me as a tall man. He too had died before I was born. I wasn't scared. My great-grandmother's last visitor didn't acknowledge me at all, but I feel like there must have been a reason I was able to see him that day. Several years ago, my ex-boyfriend passed away. He was military. My best friend and I went to the funeral together. During the service, There were two men in uniform standing at attention next to his casket. I looked at them and made eye contact with one of them. After the funeral, on the way home, I remarked to my best friend how nice it was of the military to be there in uniform to pay their respects. My friend looked at me strangely. There were no people standing next to his casket. I didn't see any military personnel at all. I realized then that those men must have been spirits. I don't know if they knew my ex-boyfriend personally, or if they were there to support a fellow soldier that they didn't know. My father died of a heart attack a few years ago. During the week of the funeral, my sister and her husband slept in the guest room of my mother's house. In this room were school photographs of my sister and I on display. The first night there, they were awoken by a loud noise in the middle of the night and discovered that my sister's photo had fallen face down on the dresser on which it was displayed. They eventually went back to sleep, but they were awoken again by my photo also falling down. Those pictures had been standing there for years and had never budged. They were in A-frames, and the only way for them to fall face down was if they had been pushed back at their base. My mom later righted the photos and tried to make them fall by shaking and banging the dresser, but they didn't budge. The night before the funeral, my husband and I were due to stay over as well. We arrived mid-afternoon, and I went upstairs to put our bags in the guest room. I heard a bang as I reached the landing, went into the room, and found my photograph, face down. My mother confirmed she had left it standing upright when preparing the room for us. Another odd thing about these photos were they were very lightweight, and the noise created by them falling down seemed much too substantial in volume. I put both of those pictures into a drawer. My husband and I spent the night undisturbed, but I was restless, and I awoke first in the morning. As I stepped into the kitchen, I recalled how my father was usually awake first, and the first thing he would do was turn the kettle on. As I thought this, from across the room I heard the click of the kettle button, and the water inside began to boil. This didn't scare me, it was just my dad. I made myself a cup of tea. All these odd occurrences happened the week between his death and the funeral, but after the funeral, it all settled down. Book a tarot reading with me. Tarot can be a wonderful source for affirmation, validation, and inspiration. To book a session with me, visit italktoghosts.com/readings. Let's see what the cards have to say for you. Hello, my dear spooky friend. Do you have a paranormal experience you would like to share? Submit your ghost stories to be read on this podcast. I love sharing true ghost stories, and yours could be among them. Email me your story at speaknow@italktoghosts.com. Let's be spooky together. Hello and welcome back to I Talk to Ghosts. My guest this evening is May. May, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, I'm super excited. I've been waiting all day for this.
Yeah, let's dive into this a little bit. First impressions that I was getting, I was feeling a little immersed in like music and conversation and laughter. You know, there's just family vibe and the importance of that, but just a liveliness to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I am a big music freak. And anybody that knows me, I rather play a song to show my emotion than sit there and talk to somebody. So music plays a big role in my life.
Okay. Definitely. That was coming in first thing. But there's an individual who is coming in. Really want to describe that with a lot of vibrancy, a love for life, wanted to do everything.
And one person that I really wanted to reach out to, he recently passed maybe a year ago, family member, and adventurous. He did everything. I was so proud of him.
Was this your cousin?
Yeah.
Okay. Always cracking a smile.
Oh my gosh, if I could tell you, he was notorious for the smile. Everybody knew him for the smile.
Yeah. In fact, he seems a little flirty with it.
Oh yeah. Everyone, yeah. I would tell him sometimes, you're wearing a shirt too small to show off your muscles.
Okay. He is coming in with some creativity too. The type of person you could marvel about. A little bit. What did he do for a living? Was he like, would you call him an artist or was he just an artist at life?
I would say artist at life. Okay. I mean, he was out there always doing something. And believe it or not, you said Marvel. He loved the Marvel comics. That was
I wrote down comics. Yeah. That was coming up like next. I think he really admired, not only the storyline, but the graphic design of things, which is why I was asking if he was an artist, because I, you know, it's like, was he doodling? Was he just appreciating this art? But like, yeah, it's so fun. I wrote down comics. It makes me so happy.
That's cool. I'm going to ask my cousin about it because we're really close up. Let me know. We say cousin, but it's more like that was our sibling. Or that was actually her brother. But yeah, I'm going to ask her if there's any paintings or drawings out there.
Yeah, I was going to ask about sleepovers, if you slept over there when you were younger.
Growing up, man, all the time. Yeah, and he was the little brother, the annoying little brother. So me and my sister would hang out, and he would always be snitching us out about something. So.
Yeah. Did you ever throw anything at him to make him go?
he's
like, showed me like
anything. Yep.
But it was funny. It was funny to him. For, you know, for to kind of like, go away. And he's like, you know, I could see him running away laughing, you know? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And with comics, I wrote down comics and then / awards.
When he was younger, probably. Yeah. For, you know, perfect attendance. He was always in the Boy Scouts, stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. Cause they kind of went hand in hand where it's like the comics and then awards.
Yeah. I mean, when we were younger, he had all his little trophies in his room. I mean, great kid.
I'm also getting the impression of driving in your car with the windows down. The feeling of that.
Freedom. So yeah, a thing we had was just driving around, listening to music. He was really into the whole EDMC music and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So we would drive in his car and listen to music.
Okay.
And probably windows down because probably at that time I was smoking a cigarette or something. So.
I was going to ask about smoking next.
Yeah.
A lot of times if there's smoking involved, like I'll taste it in my mouth a little bit and I'm like, oh, what is that? That's not mine.
Oh yeah. He used to get mad that I used to smoke and yeah.
Okay. So. Okay. Oh, do you still smoke?
Okay, I'm doing vape now, which is like a little bit.
Okay, because he's like, you got to be careful. You got to be careful with that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know his handwriting at all, or maybe this is leading into someone else, but you know, most people's their handwriting slants forward. I'm seeing someone with handwriting that slants backwards.
Probably. So another funny thing with that is when he passed, we all got matching tattoos with his name.
Okay.
And my cousin, his older sister, she actually got his it was like a handwritten birthday card. So his actual handwriting, she got a tattoo on her arm. So.
Okay. As I was writing, the slant of my handwriting changed. And there was just a bit of emphasis there on handwriting.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it could be that. Maybe acknowledging his sister got his.
Yeah.
His signatures, his handwriting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I wrote down, I'm looking at my notes here. I wrote down sleepovers and getting in trouble for laughing or doing things. And like he would get you in trouble, but also some of his actions got you in trouble.
That growing up, that was just us. It definitely got better once we got older.
Sure.
You know, we got to hang out and stuff. But as kids, yeah, all the time.
Okay. Wonderful. I want to switch gears a little bit. Another sense I was getting with your family was a bit of like old world charm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's your dad who is saying that you were a bit of a firecracker growing up. And you get mad at him? Is that true?
Yes.
And he's coming in with the clarity of time. No excuses here, but you're a feisty one. And that in time, looking back, you can kind of see where he was coming. It was almost like you were mad at him for not doing something or mad at him for something. But now you have this, hopefully you have this clarity of his perspective. He's talking a lot about perspectives of things. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. So I was the last one to be born. So I was, I guess, considered the menopause baby because it was a menopause. So my mother was 38 and my dad was 50.
Okay.
So when you said like the, what was it? The old world, the old
world.
Yeah. That was just him. And you know, everything he talked to me about and stuff, he was born in 1933. So he would tell me all these stories and, you know, I kind of grew up being an old soul because, you know, at that point my parents were retired. So we would take naps during the day and stuff. Mm-hmm. And as he got older, I was the one that took care of him and I would fuss a lot at him as, you know. But seeing back, you know, my dad did everything he could for me, so I can't be mad at him.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I see it now as a parent, you know, as I'm older now too, you know.
He shows me you holding his hand.
Yeah. All the time. So at his funeral, one of the stories I said was he had started losing his vision and we were walking home from school. And every time it would rain, he would hold my hand and we would start singing Raindrops Were Falling on My Head, walking home. Oh, and that was our thing. And before he passed also, he just wouldn't die. He wouldn't die. And he was holding on. So I literally crawled. There's actually a country song. I crawled into bed with him and I said, Daddy, if you got to go. As long as, you know, I'm of health and I have a home, Mom's going to be okay. You lived your life. You're good. Go. And sure enough, he passed away. And I had to go in there and hold his hand. And towards the end, he couldn't talk, but he would squeeze my hand. And that's how we would talk. Squeeze my hand, Daddy. Yeah.
Really important there. And wow, that's such a moving story. It is so sweet. My goodness. My goodness. I got to compose myself a little bit. He talks about honor. You know, he honored his wife. He honored his mother. Like the women in his life, I think were really important to him.
Yes. Yes.
And the love and respect and to cherish our relationships seems like just a very strong message and essence that's coming through with him. Mm-hmm. The family love, family is everything, you know, then and now. Mm-hmm. And it just, did he have some money stress? Did he grow up?
Well, when they were younger, they were okay financially. It wasn't towards the end. You know, we were living on a fixed income, you know, and it goes back to like, I know my dad tried to give me like the best he could, you know, with what he had, but I know that was a big burden on him too.
Yeah. He had that worry of just security stress, mm-hmm. you know, and he tried to hide that. I don't think he wanted to share that with everyone, but that was just something that was really important to him, that his family be secure and have everything that they need, even if he couldn't buy you a horse.
And that one hits hard because there was a time I really wanted a Christmas tree and we didn't have the money.
And
I remember, I think he called his brother, my uncle, because I remember driving back home. We stopped at my uncle's house and then we went back and we got my Christmas tree. And, you know, I'm sure that took a lot for my dad to call his brother and say, hey, mm-hmm. I really need to get her this. So, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. He was kind of showing me like, okay, did you have a fluffy stuffed animal when you were little? I think it looks like a cat.
Yes, it was a black cat, a Halloween black cat.
Did it have like, you know how stuffed animals, how stuffies can sometimes have a little bit like of a wonky eye or something? Yes. Like that? Was there something, yes, wonky about it?
It was my favorite little animal growing up. A cousin from California gave it to me. They were visiting and it was during Halloween time and they gave it to me and that was my freaking favorite. And it was to the point where his eyes were falling out.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, this is so wonderful. Was there anyone else that you were hoping would come through for you today that hasn't yet? I always like to ask people.
I think you hit it on the money with them too. I mean, there's other people, but with them sure. too, that was like what I really wanted to connect with.
I do have some messages for you.
Okay.
That I wrote down. Okay. Here's the advice.
Okay.
Assign yourself an adventure. Okay. Put yourself first. Just for this, whatever, like if there's something, an idea or a goal that lights you up inside, put yourself first. Don't, and that includes putting your opinion first before anyone else's opinion on it, you know, because, you know, I think that we can get hung up a little bit on, oh, what's everyone else going to think of this? And I was like, no, do it. Go pursue and explore. I wrote down, who cares what those people think, if that makes sense. And they're acknowledging and encouraging you that you need variety and unconventionalism.
I tend to make sure cater to everybody, make sure everybody's, you know, happy and taken care of. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? My stuff could wait, you know? And, yeah. You know, there's some adventures I've been wanting to do and stuff. So I think this is my sign to go ahead and do.
Yeah. Assign yourself an adventure. And, yeah. And when you do, you have to reach out and let me know what it is because I get a little invested. Okay. Well, thank you so much. This has been really, really lovely. And I feel like I know a slice of your family, you know. Uh-huh. And before we go, do you have a personal ghost story that you would
share? I do.
Wonderful.
Listener ghost story.
Okay, so one time we were driving home from a party, me and my husband were in his truck. And where we lived, it used to be like a developing neighborhood. So we lived in a cul-de-sac with maybe 3 homes, okay? So it was completely just forest, nothing. We're driving in, and all of a sudden, I yell at my husband to stop the truck because we're about to hit somebody. And I literally saw a person just go like this in the truck. And I'm like, stop. And then I kind of stop because I'm like, wait. And he looks at me, and he's like, what did you see? And I was like, nothing. He goes, no, what did you see? And I was like, I just saw like a shadow, black shadow person just cross us over and I thought it was a person. And he's a very skeptic and he's like, I saw it too. And I'm like, okay. And that was kind of like the end of the story. Like, okay, that was weird, right? We get home, don't talk about it for a couple of months. They start breaking ground and start building homes around us. And exactly where we saw that shadow, one of his cousins ends up buying that lot and moves in. So they come over and we're talking to them about like, oh, how do you like your new house and stuff? They're like, oh, it's good, but the baby keeps crying. We're like, oh, well, what's wrong with the baby? It's like, I don't know, but I swear to you, when I walk in that room, I see a shadow person. So the crazy story behind this, that where this baby's room was at, was literally where we saw that shadow pass by. It was on that sidewalk. So we didn't know to tell her or not, because they just moved into this brand new home. They're excited. And we're just like, oh, interesting.
Oh,
but yeah.
My gosh.
So, yeah. And this had to be like a couple of months. It, you know, nothing like, oh, the next day or whatever. Mm-hmm. It had to be time that moved. But literally when me and my husband saw, they were seeing it in their home too.
Oh,
so.
Gosh. I have goosebumps. That is very chilling. Oh my gosh. So was this like ongoing for them, or did it eventually dissipate? Are they still there?
Honestly, they're still there. We ended up selling our home and moving away. So I really don't know, but I should ask them. I mean, their baby is probably now like 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh my goodness. You got to share some of your...
I definitely need to ask about, like, are y'all still seeing that in your room?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, remember that terrifying thing?
By the way.
Is that still going on? Oh my gosh. Wonderful story. Thank you for the chills. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you again for your time and energy. This has just been wonderful.
Thank you. I loved it. It was great. It was everything I was hoping for.
Would you like a free spirit reading with me and record your reading for the podcast? Sign up for your chance to be selected by visiting italktoghosts.com/guest. And as an added bonus, if you don't want to leave your reading up to chance, I'll let you in on a secret. There's a discount offer to book a private session with me, so you can book a date and time for certain. Visit italktoghosts.com/guest for more details. Hello and welcome back to I Talk to Ghosts. I have a message from the spirits this evening for someone listening to the podcast. So thank you for joining me at my seance table. For those familiar with my work, you know that I love to keep crystals and herbs nearby to aid me in my journey. And tonight, as I work, I have with me eucalyptus. It's known for its health benefits, but eucalyptus also has the spiritual properties of healing and protection. So it's great to have near you during any kind of spiritual work. I'm going to ground and center. Open up a space, call a spirit close. I have with me tonight someone's friend or sister, maybe both. The energy is very similar. She is conveying this emotion of laughter and love with you, and she is telling me that you had a rough time in your younger years of navigating other people's emotions, especially if they were mean. You were just such a sensitive soul, and you didn't understand how anyone could possibly act that way in life. And your sister, I'm going to call her your sister, was there to help support you in that processing, as well as provide humor and comfort to you. She very much encouraged you to express yourself, to draw and write, and to this day, you credit her for all of the artistic things that you do and how you absolutely love to weave that into your life. During good or bad times, it is just a form of self-expression you have that you can't separate from. I'm seeing when your friend was younger, she had this rainbow-colored rain jacket. It had large stripes kind of across the front and shoulders, and the rest of it was a baby blue. She loved to wear it when it was weather appropriate, and it always made you smile when you saw it. The message for you tonight is your sister wants to encourage you to keep going. She sees you really creating something new and big and finally stepping into that adult aspect of yourself. How do we translate our creativity into our work and have it support us as a human being, as well as really incorporating your creativity into all aspects of who you are, including the professional. I hope that makes sense. It feels like you've had this breakthrough idea, and you also have clarity and an avenue in which to manifest it and make it into reality. It will make you have to multitask for a little bit, but don't let that discourage you. You're going to be able to do it. Just plan your time wisely and be your own advocate for how you divide up your time. I think I'm going to leave it at that. If this message connects for you, I would love to hear from you. Reach out, let me know what it is that you're doing, because it feels completely amazing. Thank you. And with that, dear listener, we've reached the end of this episode of I Talk to Ghosts. I hope you've enjoyed my spirit work that I shared with you this evening, as well as those ghostly tales of spirits at funerals. Do you have a ghost story of your own that's similar? I would love to hear it, so please reach out. In the meantime, wherever you wander off to in this world or the next, just remember, come back and visit with me. Have a lovely evening and good night. If you listen to my podcast, you have to be like me. You love listening to spooky stories. I'm excited to say that Audible is a sponsor of this podcast. Audible's storytelling keeps me company no matter what other task I'm doing. And you know what? Listening can also keep my stress at bay because my mind is being drawn into the stories I'm listening to. Sign up and try it now by visiting audibletrial.com/ghosts. I'll also have a link for you in my episode description notes that you can click on. Happy spooky readings!